star. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I am your host, Ricky Lee Travolta. You can always stream our show from anywhere at huntleyradio.com. The Metropolis Performing Arts Center in Arlington Heights is a beacon of artistic excellence in the Chicago Northwest suburbs. The theater company and performance venue has a new artistic director, Rob Greta, who is very excited to bring his vision to help continue to grow the theater. Today, I'm joined by Rob, along with his counterpart running the organization, Executive Director Brooks Ebbich. We'll be discussing what is next to come for Metropolis, both immediately and long term. It's going to be a really interesting show, so sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. Now, Rob, I'm going to start with you. We have some exciting stuff coming up for the end of this existing season. I wanted to make sure that we let our audience know the wonderful things coming up. The first thing that I think is coming up is in June, Liz Callaway. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Liz Callaway is coming Broadway and beyond. She's a Broadway performer, and super excited to have her here. We also have a Lionel Richie tribute that's coming, and a tribute to the Talking Heads, and Summer of Love, the hits of 1967 and more, as well as the evolution of Joni Mitchell. So we have a lot of programming coming up for the rest of the summer. And not to mention Sister Act, of course, and Grease. Junior is going to be coming too.
Now with Liz Callaway, audiences will know her as a Broadway performer. She's bringing the Broadway talent to the Chicago area, to Arlington Heights. Is there anything that we would recognize Liz from Liz's resume?
Oh God, there's so many. Let's see, the one thing right off the bat, I think she was in Baby. Mm. That was a musical way back when. And a bunch of other regional productions as well.
Now, Brooks, if you want to jump in.
Yes, we have the plug for all of those who have young children. She is the voice of Anna in Anastasia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. You can't forget that. Also, your listeners might be super excited to know we're offering a masterclass with Liz Callaway. So hear what she has to say about performance and auditions and singing. It's amazing.
Well, now let's explore that a little bit, because that does sound like a very exciting opportunity that I'm sure a lot of listeners will want to take advantage of. When is the masterclass and how do people sign up for it?
Wednesday, June 22nd, 4:30 to 7:30. And, you know, we open this up to everyone ages 12 and up who would like to have that opportunity. MetropolisArts.com/workshops. It's really a partnership that our school is a huge proponent of, as you can imagine, but it's just this great crossover. We have such amazing talent that comes through our doors. On occasion, we get this sort of opportunity.
Fantastic. And is this a live masterclass or is it by Zoom? How is this being done?
It is live, that old fashioned in-person sort of thing.
Very neat. Rob, were you going to say something there?
No, I'm just totally agreeing. I can't wait to have her in the building, but also just creating this wonderful environment for children and adults. They can come to the masterclass.
Yeah. And, you know, having Broadway performers come in is something that, you know, not a lot of Chicago audiences have the ability to see, that particularly in the suburbs. So this is really exciting to bring somebody of that talent and background to our community. Now, you did mention that this is developed in partnership with your school. And you mentioned that you have Grease Junior coming up in August as a school production. Do you want to tell us a little bit about either Brooks or Rob, jump in, whoever wants to. Tell me a little bit about the school, the performing arts that you have.
Well, I think the thing I want everyone to know is that it is really this deeply rooted soul of our organization. We get the opportunity to bring performing arts education to all ages and to as many people as possible through some of our accessible outreach. So when I say all ages, we have classes for little kids, group classes, we have Little Lights Up camps. We have things with the Arlington Heights Senior Center as well as our longstanding partnerships with some of our differently abled folks, such as Clearbrook, which does a Clearbrook on Cue, where participants work all year on a production that they perform later. And that's often adults with disabilities that participate in that, as well as Arlington Pediatric Therapies. So this is something we've done for quite some time, and I just couldn't be more excited about the breadth of things that you can do at this school. And that, of course, because you're part of the larger Metropolis Performing Arts Center organization, you get access to all of that excellent professional skill, right? You get our stage, our lights, our costumers, our choreographers, everything in this really fun environment.
Yeah.
And how do people sign up if there's kids, teens interested in being a part of the School of Performing Arts at Metropolis? How do people get involved in that? Where do you find out about the classes?
MetropolisArts.com/school.
Oh.
And I'll put on your radar right now, fall registration opens August 1st. So keep that in the back of your mind.
And the fall registration on August 1st is for... is that going to be the Grease production?
No, that'll be for like group classes and private lessons for the semester. I know everybody's in summer mode right now.
Okay.
Grease, I believe the auditions are happening, but you can look on our productions page, which is right under that school link, and see what's happening depending on when this gets published. Actually, auditions are 14th and 15th of June. So the production itself will be that first week in August. So maybe if you're not someone who wants to audition, but you're someone who wants to come see this great show, those tickets will go on sale shortly as well.
And, you know, children's theater is so much fun to watch. Just seeing the kids come alive on stage, it's inspirational as an audience member. So I definitely love watching children's theater, seeing them create. Now, we have Sister Act coming up as the last big production of the season. Tell me a little bit about, Brooks, if you could tell me why that was selected. And then, Rob, I'll ask you a little bit about the production, how it's being developed for the stage right now. But Brooks, sure. If you want to say why Sister Act was selected?
Sure. This season was really focused on women's stories and telling a variety of stories, right? So we have everything from Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill to our current Shout, the Maud musical, and really rounding out with Sister Act. And of course, you know, many people know we started with Legally Blonde. So we wanted to get this range, and Sister Act is a really great comedic piece with some deeper meanings underneath. And we're excited to have this very large cast, which I'm sure Rob can tell you much more about.
Rob, and that's your cue to jump right in, my friend.
Excellent. Right from the very beginning, part of my mission as artistic director is to attend auditions and callbacks and work with the creative team. And right from the beginning, Sade and DeMario were just full of energy, really excited to get a diverse cast. And not to mention, Dolores is going to be dynamite. They just had a designer run the other night, and it looks really good. But the great thing is, you know, they have 5 weeks to go until it opens. So anything can be changed and augmented, but also perfected. There were a lot of good scenes that were happening. Plus, the script and score is dynamite. I mean, the script is so funny. It reminds me a lot of the movie. And then the music is fantastic. And Jen Krupani is doing the choreography. It's just going to knock your socks off.
Now, I saw the movie. I have not seen the stage version yet. But I found the movie hilarious and the music was good. Is that emulated in the stage production or does it go beyond that?
Well, it goes beyond it. There are similar songs, but then the composers wrote new ones. There's a whole chase sequence between her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, and the nuns. I mean, it's going to be a dynamite. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, coming in as the new artistic director, this show was already selected, but you're making it a point to be a part of the casting and the direction and the everything. What was the casting like for this show?
Well, we had a lot of people come out for auditions. And so they go through a whole dance call First of all, they do a submission. For this session, they submitted their headshot, resume, and a recording of either 16 bars, 32 bars, and if they danced. So then those people would come to callbacks, and then they had a dance call, and then they read some scenes and sang some songs. So it was pretty involved. There were a lot of people.
And I know a lot of actors listen to this show. If there's people who are interested in auditioning for Metropolis's future productions, how would they find out about those auditions?
Well, the great thing is that they can find it on our website, but also the League of Chicago Theaters and a couple of other places that we post auditions. But those are the two main places that they can look. In fact, we have auditions coming up for the show that I'm about to announce. It's coming up June 22nd. It's already full, but we have standby list, and then we stretched it out to the next night and then Saturday. So we have a lot of people that are interested in this first show that we're doing next season. So.
Well, you know, I can't let a lead in like that drop. So I'm going to ask you, what is this first show that we're going to announce?
It is Cabaret.
Oh, wonderful.
Which I am really, really excited about. I mean, Kander and Ev is just fantastic composers and writers. And so those auditions are coming up pretty soon. And the preview starts September 15th.
Now, I saw Cabaret on Broadway with Neil Patrick Harris in it, and it was just an amazing production. Now, obviously, your production is going to be your production. You know, every theater brings its own thing to it. Sure. What is the vision for Cabaret at this point?
Well, the interesting thing is that the script, both this one and the next one that I'm going to tell you, they were chosen before I got here. And the script is a really good one. It's the 1998 Sam Mendes version that had Alan Cumming in it. And then they did another revival 5 years after that. But it's the thing that I love about it is that, first of all, the music is fantastic. Yeah. But the story is relevant even today. In fact, when I tell you the other titles, they all blend together as far as identity, and all the characters have a transformational experience, which then hopefully the audience will as well.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. If you are ever outside the broadcast area, you can always stream our show at huntleyradio.com. I'm your Chatterbox host, Ricky Lee Travolta. Today, I'm joined by Artistic Director Rob Greta and Executive Director Brooks Ebbich of Metropolis Performing Arts Center, a thriving theater company bringing first-class professional theater to the Chicago suburbs. Now, Rob, you just teased the second show that we're going to announce. So let's go ahead and throw that out to the audience. What are we talking about?
Absolutely. It is a hilarious comedy called The Legend of Georgia McBride.
Well, I know nothing about that.
Yeah, it's written by Matthew Lopez. Matthew just won the Tony last year for his production of The Inheritance. He was the first Latino playwright to win a Tony in playwriting. So that it's a pretty big deal.
And what is this show about?
Legend of Georgia McBride is about an Elvis impersonator who loses his job. And then his wife tells him, we're about to have a baby. So what does any out of work Elvis impersonator do? They become a drag queen. So then hilarity ensues based on that. So.
And is that a musical?
It has music in it. It's going to have Elvis Presley songs, and then the drag queens will be lip syncing to modern songs.
So. Excellent, excellent. And so those two shows were selected before you came on as the new artistic director. For the rest of the season, did you have a chance to put your fingerprints on that?
I sure did. And using those two shows and what shows are being produced around us and other theaters, but also just trying to tie all of the stories together. And like I said, it's all about identity and transformation. So the next one right after Georgia McBride, if I may.
Yes.
It is Ragtime.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful show.
Yeah, it's an epic musical about America at the turn of the century. But when you start listening to the dialogue and the songs, it's very much happening today. So there's a relation that the audience can have with it.
And
go ahead.
Was that your focus in selecting it? What was that message?
Well, that and quite honestly, what other theaters are doing in the area. Because, you know, the canon for musical theater is broad, but when you have 6 or 7 or 8 theaters doing all of these musicals or plays, it gets to a point where, oh God, I don't know if I want to be able to, you know, pick those titles based on that.
Yes, I think Sound of Music, everybody is doing this year, you know.
Yes, I think 4 places are doing it.
Yeah. Brooks, were you going to say something?
Well, I just want to jump in and say that one of the things we are working on as a theater is to build trust with our audience and our acting community and say, we want you to believe that we can choose great titles and you might not know them. You might not have ever heard Legend of Georgia McBride, even if you're deeply entrenched in the theater community, but I want you to be as excited about it as we are and know that when you come see a show at Metropolis, it's going to be top of the line. Absolutely. That you're going to walk away, even if it wasn't like, oh, that's my favorite show of all time, you're going to be impressed with what we did. And you're going to respect the artistic value that you see on that stage and think, I'm coming back because I want to see what they're doing next. I want you to feel like you're going to see something new, even if it's a title you know and a show you've seen before, that you get the Metropolis spin on it. You get to see what Rob can put into the mix and all the people that we're bringing together, right? Because that's the other half of this, right? I know all of your listeners are into theater and they get it, that this is not a one-person work, that theater comes together because of community, right? And the people we can get to trust one another and really create. That's what we want to do, whether it's the interaction between what's happening on the stage and our audience, between our designers and our actors, or between our staff and the people in the audience.
Right.
That's the magic.
Excellent. You know, when you mentioned that some of the shows people might not have heard of, one example of that for me personally was Lady Day at the Emerson's Bar and Grill. I was not familiar with it. And in my opinion, it is the best show that Metropolis has ever put on. I'm so thrilled with how wonderful that show was. And it was one that I'd never heard of. So, you know, trust that Metropolis knows what they're doing. They know how to put on a good show, because I've always been very impressed with the product that you guys produce. Now, Rob, we left off with Ragtime. What comes up next after Ragtime?
Well, I thought after 2.5, almost 3 years of what we've all been going through, we need something light and frothy. And what better than disco music, glitter, and roller skates? Xanadu.
Oh, wow.
Which I am so excited about.
Is that a personal favorite of yours?
Well, I hate to say every musical is a personal favorite, but I like Xanadu because it had Olivia Newton-John and Gene Kelly in the movie. And ever since I was little, I had a fascination with Gene Kelly, and I became a tap dancer and a hoofer because of him.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So to have that be in our list of performances, I'm just thrilled. And it's going to be it's great for the summer. It's really great music and it's a one act, so it happens really quickly. A lot of things happen. So,
all right. And do we, that's our summer show. Do we have shows coming up after that?
Well, we have a budget that we have to plan for it.
Oh, okay.
those shows probably will come a little bit later just because we're gearing up for this upcoming one.
Great. And now, Rob, let's talk a little bit about your vision and, you know, how you're going to put your fingerprint on Metropolis and move the organization in continuing forward. What's your vision that you bring?
Well, just like Brooks was saying, several Broadway actors have said this, and I've always believed it, you know, this idea that theater, all theater is community theater, basing it from Broadway all the way down. And it can't be done or appreciated or celebrated unless you have the people there doing it. And so for me, I want to make sure that everybody's voice is heard. And if it could be put on stage, I want it to be there. So my biggest thing is inclusivity across the board. And I just think it's really important that everyone sees as many stories and hears different versions of those stories as possible.
Now, do you plan to direct any of the shows at Metropolis?
Yes, I'm actually directing Cabaret, the start of the season.
Excellent, excellent. And so what is your directing process like, as opposed to overseeing the theater from a grand standpoint as artistic director to being the director of the show?
Well, it's really important to me. I started out as an actor and I grew into a director. And one of the things that's important is great storytelling. I think if it's coming from the heart and it's honest and true, and you're celebrating whatever that story is, I think it's really important. So as a director, my goal is, yes, I would love to have $1 million to produce any kind of show, right? But I think when you think about it specifically in the story that's being told, the people in the story itself, everything gets heightened because it's the focus of the audience watching it. If it's too much spectacle, don't get me wrong, I love spectacle. Moulin Rouge, oh my God, it just blew me away. But is the story good too? And in Moulin Rouge's case, it is. You know, it's a love story that's universal. So same thing with Cabaret, this idea that what was happening before the rise of the Nazis is something that I think, unfortunately, is still being done today, right? This sense of exclusivity. And, you know, you are them and, you know, the separation of all of this and people coming to power that are just about power. So for me, it's about the people. And so I think it's really important when people come to see Cabaret. Yes, that's an overshadowing storyline, but it's about the people and the relationships that Cliff comes to Berlin and experiences, which then ultimately we experience, too.
Now, the search for a new artistic director was very big in scope. Rob, did you come from another state to join Metropolis?
I sure did. Yeah, I was actually, I'm an academic. I've been, I was an associate professor for 15 years at the university. And they unfortunately been counted and laid me off, unfortunately. But to my fortune and hopefully Arlington Heights and Metropolis's fortune, I applied for this job and got it. So I was also for many years, 7 years, I was assistant artistic director at a Post Playhouse in Fort Robinson, Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I have a lot of experience doing that, but also just as an actor and director, I have 30 years of experience in that field. So, and I'm still doing it.
And now, Brooks, you've had some time in your position. What are your current focuses for growth for Metropolis? Are you focused on the school, the productions, everything? What's the focus?
Well, I think we can be a little bit more broad in our conversation and say that we're really looking to find who has not yet been part of Metropolis and why. Whether that's because we haven't asked you to come and join us yet, if you just haven't heard about us, if whether that's school or theater, whether that's as an audience member or as a donor, that we really want to find the people who haven't heard about us or experienced us yet. And also understand why, if that's, you know, because we're not connecting with you, the message isn't getting to you, or you just don't know yet, right? We're working on all of those levels and trying to do it really in more of a grassroots sort of fashion, find different organizations to talk to and say, well, how can we include you in what we're doing? We really want to make Metropolis a place where everyone belongs. So not just, oh yeah, anybody can come. We want you to feel a sense of belonging. We want you to feel some ownership, like this is your Metropolis as well. And that whether you see yourself on the stage or in the school or as part of our staff, that's what we want, right? We want that sense of community. There's a reason we're in the heart of downtown Arlington Heights. We're very fortunate to have the real estate that we do, and we don't want to waste it. We want to be able to welcome and give that sense of ownership to everyone.
Now, being in Arlington Heights, you have the unique position of being a professional theater in the Northwest suburbs, where there aren't a lot of direct competition in the suburbs. What do you see as your calling card, if we can get the message out to these people who have not been to Metropolis yet, what do you have to say to give them the impetus to come into Metropolis and give a show a try?
Well, hopefully our barrier to entry is very low, right? That we have very affordable tickets. We have a great experience because you can do dinner and a show right in the same footprint. There's free parking. You know, if you're a young parent, again, as I mentioned before, you have way less babysitter time needed because there's not an hour commute and there's not a $40 parking fee. It's just a great place to come. It's safe. You can be enjoying outside. Al fresco is going on. Have your cocktails, come to the show, and go back out again. It's so easy. And hopefully there's something for every sort of taste and sensibility on our menu, because not only do we have these produced shows that we talked about, the theater, the musical theater, we have presented shows, the concerts, yeah, and comedy shows, all sorts of things. And then, of course, our school productions too. So I really think that if you look, you can find a place to start with us. And, you know, if you just want to come hang out at one of our fundraisers, too, we'd love to have you join us.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. I've had the great pleasure of sharing some time with Rob Greta and Brooks Evich of Metropolis Performing Arts Center, bringing premium quality theater to the Chicago Northwest suburbs. Metropolis is easily accessible by car or public transportation. Metropolis has some wonderful programs coming up, including Liz Callaway, Broadway and Beyond, on June 23rd, Big Suit, a tribute to the Talking Heads, on June 24th. In July will be the highly anticipated opening of the hilarious musical comedy Sister Act, based on the 1992 Whoopi Goldberg movie of the same name. For ticket information, call the Metropolis box office at 847-577-2121 or visit metropolisarts.com. Thank you so much, and we'll see you on the stage.
Thanks so much.